ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Aunt Tiki. Aunt Tiki, her nephew is Kyrie Irving. And Aunt Tiki, in an interview with Rolling Stone, said some stuff that is even better than I ever could have imagined when it came to this Kyrie Irving not being vaccinated thing. So we were talking about this on Friday when the report came out that he was not vaccinated. And we thought, how is he going to get around it? What's going to happen? You know, I thought he was going to get some sort of religious or medical exemption. And that's how we'd find a way around this. But Aunt Tiki said that he's thinking about playing every third game. Or maybe skipping all the home games this year because he doesn't want to get vaccinated. So here are the quotes. And Jerry Recco sent this to us over the weekend, which was just awesome. There are so many other players outside of him, meaning Kyrie Irving, who are opting out. And it's not so many other players. I believe that 90% of the NBA is vaccinated. So I don't think it's so many other players. I would like to think that they would make a way, says Kyrie's aunt, Tiki Irving. Aunt Tiki, who runs the seven-time All-Stars Family Foundation, is one of the few people in his regular circle of advisors. Quote, it could be like every third game, so it still gives you a full season of being interactive and being on the court, but with the limitations that they're, of course, oppressing upon you. There could be some sort of formula where the NBA and the players can come to some sort of an agreement. All right, so that's Aunt Tiki. And then the article goes on to say this. This is my favorite part. Irving, who serves as a VP on the executive committee of the Players Union, recently started following and liking Instagram posts from a conspiracy theorist who claims that secret societies are implanting vaccines in a plot to connect black people to a master computer for a plan of Satan. This Moderna microchip misinformation campaign is spread across multiple NBA locker rooms and group chats, according to several of the dozen-plus current players, Hall of Famers, league executives, arena workers, and virologists interviewed for this story over the past week. So there you go. Not only is he thinking about skipping games, but he also is starting to believe that there is a master computer that is connecting black people to it for a plan of Satan when they get the vaccine. So this is going just great for Sean Marks.
Well, you know, so here's the thing.
Yeah,
you have progressive politicians that are mandating these vaccinations, and there are going to be a number of people who are going to lose their jobs because they're going to go against the mandate. And these are everyday working people. These could be, hospital workers. These could be teachers. And these are people that don't make $35 million a year. And Aunt Tiki is asking for a special dispensation for a guy that doesn't deserve one. Think of the nightmare PR scenario for the NBA and for the Nets. If you have 100,000 healthcare workers kicked to the curb because the governor of the state is basically going to say, if you're not vaccinated, you're not coming to work, and we're going to replace you with out-of-state workers. Mm. Think about that for 1 second and how that plays to what Aunt Tiki just said about her beloved nephew that makes a gazillion dollars and pays for the entire family.
Yep.
Okay, so that ain't working. That is not flying. He's either going to get a vaccine or he's not playing. And by the way, what's his name? Andrew Wiggins for the Golden State Warriors also doesn't want to get vaccinated. Guess what? The NBA turned down his request for a special dispensation on, I think it was religious grounds. I'm not sure what grounds it was, but they said, nope, sorry. You either get vaccinated or you're not playing because your state, you know, your governor out there is also putting in these mandates for indoor dining and indoor, attending, basketball games and hockey games. So the same thing's happening here in New York. Whether we like it or not, I hate the mandates. I can't stand them. But I got my vaccination, and I want everybody else to get their vaccination. I just don't want to tell people to get it. I just hope that they do the right thing that works for all of us and works for their family. But in this case, in this situation, the politicians that he probably loves and thinks are the greatest people in the world are the ones that are telling him, you got to go do this. And now all of a sudden we have a conspiracy theory. This is how idiotic this world has become.
Oh, it's unbelievable. So when Sabrina throws a tantrum over something, and she's small, doesn't understand a lot of things, sometimes I fake a phone call to somebody, whether it be my parents or Gina's mom. No, not you. I could use you, though. Be like, Papa and Gaga are on the phone, and, they're upset that you're upset, and they said that they're not coming over unless you stop crying or something like that. So if I was Sean Marks, I would call Kyrie into the office and be, Kyrie, I got Satan on the phone here. He's telling me he's not interested in connecting the black people to the computer. He said, hold on, Satan. Hold on a second. What's that, Satan? You're not interested in connecting the black people to the computer? Is that right? Oh, so that's a lie. That was a lie. He's not connecting anybody. All right. Okay, you got to go. All right. So he's a very busy man. So there you go, Kyrie. We'll get the shot, huh? Now, what do you think?
I mean, it's unbelievable what's going on.
And there's somebody right here with a syringe. We're going to jab you right now before you leave. See, it's all one big misunderstanding. That's all it is.
By the way, I got my flu shot yesterday.
I need to get mine. I know. I need to get mine with the asthma.
CBS was offering flu shots. So I got it.
Oh, are they? Well, that's good.
But, it really, in all seriousness, this is completely asinine. Completely. And if he plays and he's not vaccinated, the NBA is going to have egg on its face.
Well, he's not going to play if he's not. I mean,
because right now
they just denied Andrew Wiggins reasoning, right. So they'll deny him too.
Well, right now because it's politically correct to support the vaccine mandates. You know that, right?
Well,
that's the political correct thing to be.
But
doing
you know what's
right
funny
now
to me though is all right.
What?
How can I put this with keeping people nameless? All right, I run into people who are on the direct opposite side of what I would imagine. If you go into a voting booth, let's put it this way. You go into a voting booth and what Kyrie Irving would vote for and what somebody that I ran into yesterday would vote for would be the direct opposite. But both of them refuse to get vaccinated. So sometimes this whole political thing doesn't, when it comes to the vaccine, there's not any rhyme or reason. There's people on both extreme sides who...
Yeah, it's not just Republican conservatives that are against the vaccine.
Well, yeah, I mean, Kyrie Irving is not a conservative Republican.
No, he's not.
Yeah. So,
and I don't know if you've seen the amount of vaccine ads that are on the radio and television.
Oh, yeah,
have
I know.
Have you seen them?
Oh, of course. That one guy, Pastor Chris,
yeah,
with the Yankee hat.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like, there's nothing to worry about.
So they're not talking to conservatives. I can tell you that.
Right.
So we know what the situation here in New York is. I mean, I hate the fact that you're mandating all this.
Can you find Pastor Chris, guys?
Restaurants, you're doing this to Broadway plays. Yeah. You're doing, everybody's got to show a vaccination card. And it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I understand it, but that's. That's the politicians that we voted for. That's the people that want this control. That's the people that want to tell you what to do.
So how is this going to end with Kyrie Irving?
He either gets vaccinated or he doesn't play. That's all there is to it. And I do believe, in my heart, and this is my opinion, I don't know any of that, so I'm giving you my opinion. I get paid to give an opinion here. I'm giving you an opinion. My opinion is that Sean Marks would love to get rid of Kyrie Irving and just get him out of there. He'll never admit that. He'll never say that. But this is just nothing but nonsense, and it's been going on for 2 years. Remember, he walked out the first year he was here when they were in COVID and they had to go to the bubble. I'm not playing. And then last year he disappeared without telling anybody, and I guess he has it in his contract that he could just take off whenever he wants without telling anybody. I mean, like, who runs an organization to allow somebody to act this way?
Well, you sell your soul when you bring in those players. That's what happens.
I mean, Kevin Durant's not doing that.
Yeah, but...
I don't think James Harden, he may have screwed the Houston Rockets.
James Harden rules in Houston. He used to take his different planes to road games and stuff and stay in cities
longer.
Yeah, but
I don't think he ever disappeared on the team.
Well, he did when he finally wanted out.
Well,
it's
completely utter ridiculous if he doesn't get the vaccine because he knows what the rules are. And Antiki, God love her.
Yeah.
Because, family members, listen, Kyrie's the money winner. he's the breadwinner, just like, all of us were. And family members want to protect that. And they want to protect you because they love you and they want to say these things. And when you listen to that and you say to yourself, how can somebody actually think that way?
And Kyrie, when you leave, you tell your Antiki that I talked to Satan and everything's okay. It's just a bunch of lies out there.
Let him play every 3 days? Well, come on, no.
You were talking about the vaccine commercials?
Yes.
There is a guy. I'd love to have this guy in studio on the show. I love this man. And he pops up at least 4 or 5 times a day on my television. His name is Pastor Chris. Now, is Pastor Chris wearing a Yankee hat in this? Am I right about that? So Pastor Chris has a Yankee hat on, and he's telling people to go and get the vaccine. This is my guy.
I was here today to take my second dose of the vaccine. Vaccination, you know, for the coronavirus that is spreading all over the world. No, I was not nervous. You know, it was very easy, very easy. Personally, I don't have the side effects. I've taken the first dose. I took the second dose. It doesn't affect me. I would tell people who are afraid of getting the vaccine not to be. it's not worth it because, there is no side effect. If at all there is any side effect in some cases, it's something very minor. It's minor side effect. Like I said earlier on, I personally don't have any side effect. The injection is mild. The needles are very tiny. I took the injection, you know, I didn't feel anything. Just a breeze.
Just a breeze.
Take your vaccination, you know. Millions of people have taken it. New York City is the best city in the whole world taking this vaccination. We are here to conquer.
Visit NYC.
See? When he's done with that, every time I stand up. New York City is the best city in the world. We're here to conquer. Pastor Chris.
Yo, so that's how you have to convince people to take the vaccine.
I know.
You can't be demanding. Well, they are demanding people. And this is why Kyrie Irving finds his way into this situation. And you called it. You called it 100% last week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, but I love this. I cannot get enough of this. You know what? Maybe I shouldn't love it so much because then we'll find out that somebody on the Knicks is doing the same thing. But this
I think everybody in the Knicks is vaccinated.
You sure about that? Do we know that for a fact?
I kind of felt like they all report this week, so we will find out. Now, where are the Knicks practicing? Are they practicing like in Carmel somewhere? Where are they practicing?
Chile, I think, actually, the coast of Chile.
They used to go down to South Carolina, right?
Yeah. All right, they are all vaccinated, Fleegs is telling me, so good job. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Awesome. Look at that.
Hey, the NHL told its players, hey, you ain't vaccinated, you ain't showing up. Goodbye. And basically, I think it's about 100% of the, almost 100% of the players are vaccinated in the NHL.
Almost 100. So they're almost,
NBA's a couple guys that were told not to show up.
NBA's 90% now.
Yeah.
So they're getting there.
A couple of their stars basically decided not to for whatever fakakta reasons they're talking about. I mean, this thing with Satan and the chips and all this other stuff. I mean, is that serious? Is that serious?
Well, I mean,
you can't be serious.
I mean, it's not serious to us, but it might be serious to Kyrie Irving.
Is it? I mean, but that is that what the reason for it is?
I you want me to read it to you again? He was liking and following Instagram accounts that said that there's secret societies that are implanting vaccines in a plot to connect black people to a master computer for a plan of Satan. And it's apparently spreading throughout NBA locker rooms. It's a Moderna microchip misinformation has spread across multiple NBA locker rooms and group chats, according to several of the dozen-plus current players, Hall of Famers, league executives, arena workers, and virologists interviewed for the story over the past week.
So they interviewed virologists for this story, and virologists have confirmed it?
Well, have confirmed – no, hold on. Confirmed the fact that people are talking about this, obviously.
Oh, they haven't confirmed the fact that there are chips in
No.
Because I took the Moderna. I got Moderna.
Uh-oh. You're connected to the Satan computer.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Watch out. Golf tournament canceled. Satan computer in. Boomer out.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And
sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Jerry Recco is back with an update. What's happening, Jerry?
Oh, good morning. Powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. And we're brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
By the way, Boomer, your boy Cal Ripken down there in Maryland. My son went and played at that Ripken Experience.
Yeah.
That is some facility he has set up.
Yeah, it's an amazing place, man. It's almost
unreal.
Like, you know, baseball heaven for Long Island.
Yes, exactly. And they have a stadium that's almost like a minor league stadium for the
kids.
Pretty wild. Yeah, very much so. Anyhow, NFL yesterday, not good. Locally, actually terrible, because the Jets and the Giants both lost their games. Let's go with the Jets this hour. Why the hell not? They're 0-3, just like the Giants are 0-3. They lost to the Broncos. They were shut out 26-0. Here's Rob Saleh. Need to drive home some basic offensive concepts going forward.
There's clean pockets. Quarterback's got to stay in there, throw the ball. Receiver's got to catch it.
That's where we're at. Let's throw the ball. Let's catch the ball. He says it may not look good. We got blasted, but boy, we're playing hard.
I have yet to be part of a team or have ever seen a team that just folds and quits. I mean, it's three games of a 17-game season, so there's a heck of a lot of football to be played.
Right, you got a lot of time to fold and quit. So let's get to week like 16 or 17 and see how it's going.
Well, and I don't know if this was another question or if this was part of that one in terms of the answer, but he realizes at some point he didn't remember the question.
Anytime you step on the football field, whether you're a coach or a player, the expectation is you put out your absolute best. And so with regards to folding tents, it's not even worth a discussion.
Well, fair enough. You are 0-3. Here was Zach Wilson. He does see progress. I mean, that's the good thing. It is just three games into what he hopes to be a 15-year NFL career.
I didn't feel like tonight I was confused at all on what a coverage was or anything like that. You know, I felt like we were seeing the field correctly. You know, now it just comes down to us just making sure we execute the right way.
And putting a couple points on the board. He knows it's up to him to figure it out.
Whatever it is across the board, whether it's me getting the ball out of my hands faster or just making plays out on the edge.
His numbers were 19 of 35, 160 yards, two picks. A lot better than what's his name? Ohio.
Justin Fields,
who threw for one net yard.
Well, collectively, the rookie quarterbacks had seven interceptions, 19 sacks.
One great. Now, he was sacked nine times with Fields, and he threw for 68 yards, but 67 yards lost on sacks, so tough day for him.
See Justin Fields, he needs to get out on the field. I got to see him.
Oh, you saw him, all right.
That's my Phil Simms imitation.
Falcons beat the Giants 17-14. Coup, the game winner from 40 yards out as time expired. The Giants are 0-3. Daniel Jones.
We believe we have a good football team, and we have the guys to make it work, so. You know, we've all got to do better. We've all got to play better.
Yeah, very much so. So what's the issue, though?
I don't think it's one thing or even two things. I think it's a combination of a lot of little things we got to do better.
Saquon Barkley knows it's on them and only them.
We got to start believing. And when I mean the players, we got to start believing each other and believing the scheme. And when that happens, we're going to have something special. But
yeah, well, we'll see. 51 yards rushing.
I had one of my Giant fan friends telling me that Carl Banks was all over Saquon Barkley and the way he was running yesterday. Is that
true?
I
could believe that. I have to go back.
Yeah.
I could believe
either
that.
Either that or in the postgame.
Carl is very critical of this team when they're not playing well, for sure.
Well, they haven't played well for 10 years.
Right, and by my point is he doesn't hold back, so that would not surprise. I'd have to go back and listen to the broadcast to
It might
find
have been
it.
In the postgame. Let me see.
Carl Banks on Moose and Maggie today?
I would think so.
Okay, maybe we'll give you a little more of that.
You have
Carl
a time?
Banks let him have it on the radio. Bad all around is what I've been told.
Right, but no, there's no
post-game. Saquon's hopping around, accomplishes nothing. Carl Banks let him have it on the radio. Bad all around. So maybe my buddy was listening to the radio while being at the game.
All right, I will see what I can find. Here was Joe Judge.
Good luck sifting through the entire five-hour radio broadcast.
But I can start with the post-game.
Yeah, yeah.
Because true. I did hear the end of that with Lance, mm-hmm. and him and... I would say him and Bob were ready for a drink afterwards.
I'm sure they were.
They seemed like they had had enough. Joe Judge knows this team has to bounce back.
No one's going to be happy after a loss. Okay. That's the reality of what it is, okay? The element of what we do as professionals, we got to come back and go to work.
Okay.
We got to watch the tape. We got to key on it. We got to prepare for a tough opponent coming up next week.
Look.
Now, the fans were clearly upset, and they were even booing John Mara at halftime with Eli. Here's Joe Judge. He gets it.
I love our crowd. Because New York is supposed to be a tough place to be, right? Isn't that the nature of where we're at right there? People demand excellence because that's where we're at, the biggest market.
Well, it's been a long time since they've had excellence, unless it's the Yankees, who right now have some excellence.
The problem is that John Mara doesn't – he doesn't deserve to fall into Jim Dolan territory because that's where he is right now. He's won championships.
Yeah, but they've been bad for a long time now. I think that's the problem.
Yeah,
but you are right. They have won.
He's getting sick.
Here's Eli at halftime acknowledging those fans.
Last but not least, a big – thank you to the great New York Giants fans.
Ooh. The Jams.
What's so hard about saying Giants these
I don't know.
Days?
I call them Ginus.
Yeah, you called the Ginus on Friday.
Like you're doing an update.
And here's Eli going, the Giants.
The Jams.
Fans.
What can I tell you? Nice halftime, bad game. Giants in New Orleans on Sunday. Elsewhere from the NFL, the Sunday night game goes down to the wire in Santa Clara.
Here's the snap. Ball down. The kick is on the way. And it is... good! Packers win! Mason Crosby from 51!
That is Ryan Ratke, Westwood One on the Fan. Mason Crosby, the game winner. Aaron Rodgers takes him down the field with no timeouts, 37 seconds to go, and a win is a win is a win for the Pack, who are 2-1. The Niners slipped to 2-1. Jimmy G says, we almost got it.
It's a good character builder, this one. I think just, you know, we got to take a long look in the mirror as an offense and just what we could do better, how we could start faster.
And they had scored to take the lead late. But again, left too much time on the clock, even with no timeouts. Devontae Adams, couple of big catches on that final drive, 12 for 132 and a score in the win. Also left the game, came back into the game after a big hit to his head. Raiders held off the Dolphins in overtime. This was a game that looked like the Raiders had won a couple of times, but the Dolphins kept coming at them. Jacoby Brissett gets them in the end zone. They get the two-point conversion. And then Vegas winds up winning in OT with a short field goal. John Gruden, any concern how tight that game was?
I don't apologize for winning these games, no matter how we won them.
That's exactly right.
How about what he did in the first quarter yesterday?
I didn't see what he did in the first quarter.
All right, so they had a 4th-and-1, I believe, on their own 34-yard line, and they're playing against the Dolphins, who are struggling offensively.
Yeah.
And instead of punting the ball and playing, you know, field position, they go analytics and decide to go for it, and they don't make it. That series, the Dolphins giving great field position, touchdown, 7-0.
How about that? Yeah, if they would have lost that, you would have looked back at that for sure.
Yeah, I mean,
analytics. Let's go for it.
But that's reckless. I mean, like, analytics needs to take into account who you're playing, when you're playing them, what situation are they like in when they show up to your stadium or you show up to their stadium.
The human element.
I would like to think so, yes.
Agreed.
Let me tell you something. I hope the Jets and Giants go for every 4th down the rest of the year. Make it a little more exciting. Get these games over quicker.
4th and 19 from your own 12. We're going.
Go for it. Yeah.
Bengals. Boy, Pittsburgh's out to a tough start.
1st and 10 at the 34 of Pittsburgh. Samaje Perine in is an extra blocker lining up to the left of Joe Burrow. Joe in the gun, catches the snap, fakes to Perine, throws it high and deep down the left sideline. Chase has it in the end zone.
Nice.
Touchdown, Bengals.
So much for those preseason issues. He had a couple of touchdown catches yesterday. Bengals beat the Steelers 24-10. Mike Tomlin knows lots of mistakes from his club.
You know, there's enough to go around, and we take responsibility for that. It is what it is. That's what you do when you're playing losing football, and that's what we did today.
And they did.
So, you know, like when a coach says they take responsibility, what exactly does
nothing.
That mean?
Doesn't mean anything. Nothing. It just means he's not making excuses. They lost. Right? I mean,
no, they did. I mean, they had all those injuries on defense. They were missing four starters on defense. They got all these rookies on offense. They lost two of those guys on the offensive line yesterday. I mean, Ben was just getting pelted.
No, he was asked about Ben.
You know, none of us played well enough, him included. None of us coached well enough, me included.
Now, he was asked. Now, they were down 24-7, and I guess they got a field goal late or something, and someone said, can you take anything out of that final drive?
It's not like I'm looking for comfort relative to how we finished. Uh-uh.
Relative.
I don't even know what that means.
I'm not seeking comfort relative to how we finished. Mm-mm.
Uh-uh. Rams, Vikings, and Chargers all won as well yesterday. Chargers beat the Chiefs at KC 30-24. Cowboys, Eagles tonight. We'll have it for you right here on The Fan. As for the Yankees, a 6-3 win over the Red Sox.
Stanton is 1-for-3. Judge at second. With his two-run double, the Yankees have a 4-3 lead with one out in the top of the eighth. And the pitch, there it goes! Deep left, it is high, mid is far, it is gone! Another Stantonian home run. He swung the bat and touched it off, and it sailed high majestically.
It sure did. That was John Sterling, the call on The Fan. Sunday night sweeper for the Yankees. They take all three from Boston, and that guy Stanton had a major part in it all weekend long, the grand slam. Then last night, the two-run homer after Aaron Judge gets the go-ahead two-run double. Yankees go to 89-67. They move ahead of Boston for the top wild card spot. So if the I hate when people do this, but what the hell? If the season ended today,
yeah,
the Yankees would host the wild card game. Okay. So certainly a significant turn of events over the weekend, not to mention the Blue Jays are behind Boston now, one back, and two behind the Yanks. You remember when last Wednesday? The Blue Jays were in playoff position, the Yankees are out of it. So here we go. They leapfrog both teams. Now, yes, you've got crappy teams playing Boston and Toronto in and around the Yankees, of course, because the Yankees play the Blue Jays this week. But they are where they need to be. Yankees in front. They play Toronto tomorrow. Here was Aaron Judge. He knows it's going to be a big-time series in Toronto.
I think it's going to be another playoff atmosphere, you know, kind of like these past three games here in Boston. You know, they're a great young team. You know, they took it to us in, back in New York.
Yeah, and as Boomer pointed out, that's been their kryptonite for sure. And we will see. Now, he also dislocated his pinky on a slide head first, said he tried to pop it back into place, couldn't, but got help. Got it in place and does not believe it'll be a factor going forward.
Pinky, Jerry.
I understand they use their hands to hit, though.
Yeah, Jerry, come on.
That's got to have some sort of lingering.
It's got to hurt a little bit, no?
Take a shot. Let's go. Call it a day.
And
we're just the end of the season. We have all offseason to take care of.
By the
little pinky.
Real quick, because I know this is what you're going to say, well, hockey players, and I'm with you on that.
All right, well, hockey players, all right, since you brought it up, yeah, of course.
I'm totally with you on that. Did you see Tom Wilson elbow the guy last night?
I didn't know.
This guy
already again, started.
Yes, in a preseason game.
Guy's got to have some sort of mental thing going on.
Isn't that something?
Then he's just nuts.
So, and
he's getting ready for Ryan Reeves. That's who he's getting ready for.
Probably so. And yes, the preseason. Opening I could night. Not believe it. I saw someone tweet that hockey preseason was last night.
He
I
couldn't
check
believe it.
Yeah. No, I was stunned. I'm like, wow, look at that. Rangers Islanders, I think it was at the Garden last night, too.
It was.
And so the Isles won that 4-0. And the U.S. beat Europe 19-9 to win the Ryder Cup. And Koepka and DeChambeau are buddies. That's all
you
need to know. Well, for now, they were on the same side. They won. All is good.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Both you and Fliegelman texted me this same tweet from Rich Cimini, which is worth mentioning. Record since the start of the 2017 season. Jets 18-49. Giants 18-49. Tied for the worst record in the NFL. So we're not kidding you. When we've been watching the worst football imaginable, it is beyond pathetic. The fan bases are fed up, and I understand both teams are in different situations. You know, the Giants, there was more expectations for them this year. The Jets are starting over, but the fan bases are fed up. I mean, it's not even like anybody was asking either one of these teams to go and win a Super Bowl this year. It's just to be able to compete in any way, shape, or form. They haven't been able to do that. So I can't imagine. With two teams, you think about that, the worst record in the NFL since the 2017 season, and we don't have one team with it. We've got two here. This isn't like the Cleveland Browns and the whole city's all messed up with it or whatever, the Lions, whomever. This is two teams tied with the worst record in the NFL since 2017. Absolutely miserable.
Yeah, you know, it's really hard to put my finger on what's going on with the Giants because I like the coach. I like the young quarterback. They're in games. They're in these games. You know, they were in the Washington game. They got the lead in these games. And I think, you know, Daniel Jones played okay yesterday. He didn't play great. He wasn't, you know, the reason why they lost, but he also wasn't reason. He's not the reason why they won. And he needs to be the reason why they're winning. And you just, I don't know. You just compare it around the league, and you look at teams that like were flying all over the place yesterday, and like the way Josh Allen played in Buffalo, he was flying everywhere yesterday.
Yeah,
and of course, it helps when you get turnovers, and if you don't get turnovers, it really makes it for like a sluggish kind of 12 play, 87 yard drive, get stuck in the 2 yard line, and kick a field goal. You know, and that's what's happening with the Giants where. And look, it's partly probably play calling, creativity. It's Saquon, you know, not running it up in there. Stick it up in there. He's not doing that.
Get up in there. Well, I'm going to stop you just because of the first thing that you mentioned. And I'm not, and I know sometimes you say, oh, you're the guy who wants everybody out of here. Fire this guy, fire that guy, whatever. I'm in season, I'm certainly not that guy. I do think that after many bad seasons, then maybe I'm that guy. But if John Mara wants blood today, and I'm not saying do this. I'm just asking this question. If John Mara wants some sort of blood today, is firing Jason Garrett something that you could see being a possibility, or you think that's completely off the table?
I don't think anything's off the table right now, G.
Yeah.
If I were those coaches, I'd be looking over my shoulders. Because, you know, the last time he did this, there have been a couple times where they've had him in the newspaper or they've had him on some
throwing a chair or whatever, yeah.
He's throwing a chair or whatever, and usually things happen. And I know he's disgusted. I know he wants to win, and I know there's a pride associated with this franchise, although the last 10 years probably sucked a lot of pride out of a lot of people over there. And when it starts hitting the stadium in the wallet, you know, that's a big thing for these owners, for all the owners. When the season ticket holders start dipping, they don't want to come back, they're selling their tickets. I mean, you know, you have to have a passionate fan base. So when you watch the Broncos yesterday go to 3-0, you watch the Raiders go to 3-0, you know, they're playing in front of their home fans, and you see how the fans are reacting. The place, you know, out there in L.A., everybody's wearing black. Out there in Denver, everybody's wearing orange. And, you know, in Kansas City, everybody's in red, even though they lost yesterday. But yeah, the point being is that there are players and coaches that those fan bases can get behind. And right now, I'd like to think the Jet fan will be behind Zach Wilson, and I kind of feel like they realize that it's not all his fault, even though that he himself is hamstringing the team because he has the inability to process as quickly as he has to. But like, if you're the Giant fan right now and you did have high hopes coming into this season and you looked at these first three games and you said, you know, 2-1 at worst, to come out of it 0-3 and to basically lay an egg at home on Eli Manning Day yesterday against a team that was coming in 0-2 as well.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like someone's got to pay the price this early, and that's the only guy that I can think of. I mean,
well, that's why I would say to you that it wouldn't surprise me if something happens, but I'm not advocating for that. But I just,
it's not going to be Patrick Graham. We know that because Joe Judge and him go way back. Jason Garrett was someone that I don't know if Joe Judge had a long relationship with before they got together. I mean, I'll put it this way. If Joe Judge went into John Mara's office today and said, listen, we need to change an offensive coordinator, I think John Mara would say, okay. But I also think that John Mara's so mad, and I don't think he's a guy that's necessarily hovering over his head coach and telling him what to do. But if he gave him the sort of, Joe, something's got to give here. I mean, the offense yesterday was pathetic.
Yeah, well, the other thing about this offense is you lost two wide receivers. You lost your best offensive lineman who may have a career-ending broken leg in Washington. Mm. I could say this because, you know, we cover all these teams and we know that they all deal with injuries, and the injuries are significant for the Giants. They're significant for the Steelers. You know, there's a bunch of teams around the league that are just, you know, even the Lions. And this is the thing that I was talking about, you know, with the Lions. If you just understand how many injuries and how many changes they've gone through and how hard they're playing for their new coach, and how, you know, I love the coach. I think he's crazy and I love him. He's a great soundbite. And then when you see him after the game and you see him so distraught, you understand how much goes into this. This is why in the middle of all this, I hate asking, you know, for an owner to fire somebody, because I want to see everybody kind of hang together and see if they can pull themselves out of this. But with Mr. Mara being booed and the way that he reacted after the game and the fact that it was Eli Manning Day and they only scored 14 points, it goes back to the quarterback again. But I also know that he may be hurting a little bit with the lack of overall support around him. But still, you know, he's got to make plays, man. He's just got to make plays. Do you think that he could have done what Aaron Rodgers did last night at the end of that game?
No. What if I told you there is a former Giant, two-time Super Bowl champion, who is publicly calling for the firing of Jason Garrett? Would that mean something to you if you were John Mara?
It depends on who that that player is. I think
that kind of sets you up with that.
Okay. All right. I know it's not Phil Sims. He would never do that.
No, it's not. It's not Phil Sims.
It's got to be somebody that is on the outside looking in, or somebody that doesn't have the greatest relationship with the organization and is probably just going to say, hey, look, we got to get rid of this guy.
It is, and it's one of the more recent guys, 2007, 2011, Lawrence Tynes, the kicker, Lawrence Tynes. He said that Joe, this is on Twitter, Joe Judge is paid handsomely to make tough decisions. The O-line coach firing wasn't really a tough decision. That seemed personal on some level. Firing Jason Garrett will be his first tough one, but necessary. If he doesn't, he may end up going with him at the end of the year. And then he also put Jason Garrett's head in the garbage can that John Mara kicked over. A little Photoshop situation.
It also
there.
Makes me wonder if Tynes and Garrett crossed paths somewhere along the line.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, I don't know either. You know, it's an axe to grind. Team is down. Players are down. Coach is down. You know, let's. This is a good time to take out the knife and stick it in somebody's back.
I guess so.
That's what it feels like to me. I don't know why Lawrence would do that. I would think that Lawrence, because of his success and the big kicks that he made for this team, would probably be above all this stuff. But that's a rough one.
He also put Leonard Williams on a milk carton and tweeted that out. So he's really going.
So this is a kicker. He must have been drinking yesterday. He had to be drinking.
He goes, death taxes and Evan Engram associating with turnover.
So, well, maybe he's looking for a job.
I guess. I don't know. Lawrence Tynes.
I would say the Evan Engram thing is probably about as frustrating as it gets. One of the reasons why, you know, he's like an enigma. There are things, and even Daniel Jones said it after the game. He said, you know, he's done a lot of good things. I mean, but it gets lost because of the significant bad things that happen around him, and plus the injury-prone nature of who he is.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder. I hadn't really
thought about the Jason Garrett thing? Obviously, you're not going to fire a general manager after 3 weeks of the season. You're not going to fire the head coach. I just wonder if John Mara is that pissed, getting booed at halftime, offense looking the way it did. I mean, I know the offense looked pretty good against Washington, though, the week before. I wonder if that's the thing. I don't know.
Right. You know, the Jets and Giants have played a combined 38 games since the start of last season.
Yeah.
And in that time, they've scored fewer than 20 points in 24 of those games.
Oh, God, it's so bad. I mean,
the Jets have 13 games with fewer than 20 points since last season. The Giants have 11, and that's the top two in the league in that department. And the Giants have no excuse. No excuse. I mean, they got a quarterback now in his third year. He's an athlete. He can make plays. He does make plays. He made a great run on the two-point play yesterday. You know, it means a lot to him. You could see that. I'm not saying it doesn't. But they got to get more out of him. I don't know how else to put it. You know, he's got to make more secondary plays. You know, when they lost to Denver in that game, the first game of the season, who was making the secondary plays and who won the game for the Broncos?
Oh, Teddy Bridgewater.
Right. Right. He was making all sorts of crazy plays. The Giants had him sacked like three times and he got away from it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's, look, you can't be a statue, man. I know Eli was a statue, but Daniel Jones is too good of an athlete for the Giants only to score 14 points. We saw it last week. I mean, we saw what he can do, but he's got to do it every week. Every week there's got
to
be a sense of
urgency. Well, and it had to be this week. It had to be this week. And that's
right,
the problem.
And that's why it's. The owner's on the field celebrating one of the great runs in franchise history with a player who never missed a game. Mm-hmm. Now, he was a 500 quarterback, but he won two major Super Bowls, and they're all major, but he was MVP in both of them and made unbelievable plays in those games. And there was an excitement and there was a genuine pride that was associated with the franchise because of the way their defense played, of course, the way they ran the ball, but the way that Eli played in those eight games, you know, gave the Giant fan a pride to put on his jersey. And that's what yesterday was all about.
All right,
and then the Giants lay a freaking egg. Nobody can lay an egg and just deflate a stadium better than the Giants can right now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.